Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we shall continue our study. Shall we sing hymn 326? So we talk about, first of all, talk about prayer is the most important. And then we're going to talk about prayer for kings and all those in authority. And we'll talk about thanksgiving and intercession for everyone. Prayer for kings and all those in authorities. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. John, Charles, would you please read? Chapter 2, verse 2. First Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. Amen. Oh. How many of you ever pray for Obama? Have you ever prayed for Obama? Or from Taiwan is who? Otama is Ma Ying-jeou. Ma Ying-jeou. Have you ever prayed for Ma Ying-jeou? How about Korea? Who? Huh? Korea who?
Yongba.
Lee Yongba. Okay, thank you. Above for Wen Jiabao, China. Have you ever prayed for them? The Bible wants us to pray for the king because indeed the president, the leaders of the countries will influence our life. When we go to a certain city, the Bible encourages us to pray for that city so we can live a peaceful life. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 7. You know, Jeremiah, at that time, many people were captured to other countries. But Jeremiah encouraged people to pray for even foreign kings. Jeremiah 29, verse 17. 29, verse 7. 29, verse 7. Sorry. Try to look for names. Sorry. Julius Chen. Which one is Julius Chen? Julius Chen is not here. David Kim. Which one is David Kim? Please read David. Brother David, you're from Korea too, right? Welcome. Which church of Korea? You're from San Diego. Joseph, are you brother of Joseph? Oh, okay. But it's very different. Okay. So even Jeremiah encouraged people to pray for the city where they dwell when they were captured. Oh. Really, it's really important, huh? Do you know, I really feel very different before September 11 and after September 11. A great, great difference, especially for those who travel all the time. Before September 11, right, for us to travel, so easy. You don't need to take off the shoes. You don't need to take off the laptop. And you can bring water, you know. No hassle at all. But after September 11, everything just changed. So every time I'm thinking about Bin Laden, I really feel like, should I hate him or not? Because he gave me a lot of trouble. Really influenced my life because of him, right? Bin Laden. Now, if we pray for a city, the city is good, we have peace. Do you know when Bo Xilai go to Chongqing, everything changed? How many of you know who is Bo Xilai? You don't know? Okay, maybe you know, some of you know. When Bo Xilai, he is a guy, a very important guy in mainland China. When he go to Chongqing, right, he became a governor of Chongqing. He make people like sing songs, start to change many things, like Hong Ge, 开始唱 Hong Ge, you know, 革命的时候唱的, you know, the song of red, you know, China is red country, right? Everything is red, right? Song of red. That governor asked everybody to sing Hong Ge. Changed many people's lives when you go to Chongqing. So really, the leaders is important. Huh? Now, if you travel around, you notice that South America and North America is very different. When I go there, some brother comment to me, I don't know if it's true or not, just for your reference. They say that South America was countries built up by pirates. 海盗建立的国家. North America was country built by politicians. So it's very different. Now, if you go to South America, really, there are more. Many times our brother and sister need to bribe. Bribe is wrong. But over there, people want you to bribe to survive. They will find trouble and they will want money from you. I'm sorry to criticize a little bit. I shouldn't criticize, but I realize that to live in certain city, right? When I come back to USA, or maybe Canada also, you are more appreciate with your government. You know, how many of you need to pay? You need to bribe doctor for you to go to hospitals. Over here, how many of you need to bribe doctors? 送红包. Do you need to do that? But you know, early days or in Taiwan, or even I heard some news in mainland China. You need to do that. Otherwise, they don't. Maybe after they do operation, they will put their scissor inside your stomach. And later on, they will say, I forget about it. Hey, everybody do give me red bag. How come you do not give me red bag? Now, some culture in certain country is not as good. So when we live in a certain country, we really got to pray for God to take care of us, take care of the country, so we can have a better life. You know the nest, right? Got eggs, right? When the nest flipped, do you think the eggs will be broken or not? Huh? What do you think? If the nest flipped, what will happen to the eggs inside? Huh? What will happen? Fall off. And? Right. This is a very good saying I like in Chinese. 覆巢之下没有完卵. 覆巢之下没有完卵. If the environment flipped, the weak one will be harmed. So we got to pray for the countries. Even in the Bible, why Priscilla and Aquila, Priscilla and her husband, Priscilla and Aquila, yes. Priscilla and Aquila need to run away from Rome. Why? Because the emperor have order, right? Therefore, they got to run away. So when the country become bad, it is really bad. So we should also pray for the king, and we should also pray for the city. We got to believe one thing, got to believe in one thing. Romans chapter 21, verse 1. I'm sorry, Proverbs 21, verse 1. Proverbs 21, verse 1. If we truly pray, God's will can be done. 21, verse 1. Andrew Lo? Andrew. The king's heart is in the hands of God. It is like the water in the trench, right? The God can control it. So when we pray for the king, God can control king's heart. Let's read another verse. Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4, verse 23. Daniel 4:23. I'm sorry. 4:23. It's not 23. 4:20. When Nebuchadnezzar become insane, right? A voice talked to him, so he know that who is in control of the kingdom. 31. Now, Alan, would you please read? Alan, in. You are closer to me, huh? Now, please read. Hey, read louder. Most High rules in the kingdom of men. So you know, right? So really, I mean, all the kings are simply servants of God. So if we pray, God will work and everything will change. Really, those people who are over there, it really influence our life. Obama wants to promote the health care plan, right? It will influence a lot of people's lives. Those who do not have health care probably is able to get some health care in the future. Like everything they do, and even the judge in the court, now they can sometimes make a rule if certain proposal is legitimate or not. Sometimes they can they have to do with homosexuality's right, those kind of stuff. We gotta pray so that people can do things in accordance with the Bible. Therefore, for us also to live a peaceful and quiet life, we shall do that. And this is good and please God. Come back to First Timothy chapter 2. Over here, you also say, chapter 2, verse 1, intercession for all people, for everyone, thanksgiving and intercession for everyone. Oh. How do you pray for everyone? Sometimes I wonder. How do you pray for everyone? What does the Bible try to say? You know, the Bible tries to teach us, God really cares about everyone. The salvation, God wish everyone can receive salvation. Romans chapter 3, verse 29. That's why the Bible says we should intercede for everyone. Romans chapter 3, verse 29. Emily Shea. So really, God is not only God for Jewish people, it's also for different races. God really take care for everybody. Turn to Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 23. That's why we say Christianity is a religion of Boaz, loving all. Because God loves all people, God's heart was so broad, it's not narrow-minded. Ezekiel 18, 23. Emily, you have good voice. Please continue reading. 1823, loud voice instead of good voice. Loud voice, 1823. God do not even want evil person to die. He is not pleased that evil person to die. Therefore, we shall really pray for people. I can say, God, please take care of everyone. I don't think it's like that. Of course, we should pray that God's will be done, so hopefully many people can receive salvation, right? But to me, pray for everyone. You study from the one you know. Like many of you, your name tag has everybody's prayer request. And you pray for that prayer request. You know, in the high priest, on the robe, there's a bracelet. Shongpai, breastplate. And there were something that prefigured 12 tribes, right? So that means that 12 tribes is always in their mind. They think about the people. I just ask you, when you pray for the church. Actually, what do you mean by you pray for the church? You pray for brothers and sisters in the church. Pray for the event in the church. Or start from the one you know. If you truly do that, a lot of time, your prayer time will not be enough. Like if you truly pray for your brother and sister in your local church, and then your family member, and all the friends you know, one by one, your prayer time will not be enough. It's so amazing if you truly practice that. Holy Spirit is very amazing. When you visit them in your prayer one by one, right? When you pray to a certain person, you will stop over there. Holy Spirit knows that you need to pray for this person more. That's really amazing. Well, a lot of time we can experience a lot when you truly practice prayer. Prayer is very, could be very effective if you truly pray with love. Oh. James, turn to James. Chapter 5, verse 16. Chapter 5, verse 16. James chapter 5, verse 16. Abby, is Abby here? Abby Leo? Who is Abby? The prayer of righteous person can produce great power. How many of you experiences that when you pray for other people, God truly listens to you? Have you ever, you do experience that? That's wonderful, huh? Amazing. Huh? We just ran into an event recently. You know, there was a very poor girl, 12 years old, right? When she got to school, she got to wear a helmet because she got seizure problem, like one or two. A lot of times she was simply fall down. When we go to visit her house, her mother's house, right, the mother was so stressed out to take care of the baby. Like even sometimes the mother, when the girl tried to fall down from distance, the mother got to dash over to hold on her. And again, she wore helmet all the time. And nobody knew what was going on, right? But a group of brothers and sisters went to her house to pray that afternoon, right? And then later on, it has been 12 years already. Nobody knew what was going on. Now, the group of brothers go to pray for that little girl, right? At that time, that little girl talked to mom. No, mom, during all those years, right, I always see Satan in our house. When I'm in the car, Satan was in the car. When I travel from mainland China to USA, Satan was in mainland China. And Satan would always bully her. But just after that prayer from brother and sister, several brothers and sisters go to the house to pray. He told mom, Satan left our house already. So a lot of time you do not know how powerful the prayer could be, but it can release the burden of a 12-year girl who do not live in the fear anymore. That's why, brother and sister, we shall give thanksgiving and intercession for everyone and one at a time. Okay, so the second thing Timothy talked about is prayer. The third thing he talked about is the role prayer in marriage. Why, as a worker, I talk about marriage is important. Why? Why marriage is important in the church? Why? Huh? Yes, thank you. Oh, it is indeed very true. Huh? The church is made of families. If we have good families in the church, we have a good church. That's why Timothy talk about marriage. One day you will get married, right? I keep telling brother and sister, what is the best gift you can give to your children? What is the best gift you can? What is the best gift you received in your life so far? Joseph, what is the best gift you received so far in your life? Huh? The truth. Anybody say iPhone and iPad? To me, the best gift of parents can leave to the children is that they love each other. To me, really. If a children can grow up under love, the parents is always in peace, no quarrel. Now, they leave the best environment for the children. Now, but marriage is not that one day you marry a brother or you marry a sister, it is guaranteed your marriage will work. Marry in the Lord is only in the beginning. That shows that both of you have a heart to pursue after God, then you can meet in the Lord. But marriage cannot be 幸福 by default. Cannot be just good by default. Marriage is, you study hard for SAT, you study hard for your school. Marriage is like equally important. Like you gotta study hard for your marriage. You gotta study your spouse hard for your marriage. You gotta study how to be a good wife or how to be a good husband. Now, and even the Bible teach you many ways to be a good one. If anybody follow the principle of the Bible, really they can build the heaven on earth. Your family could be like hell. Your family could be like heaven. It just depends on how the spouse manage it. So I know you're still very young, you are yet to build up the marriage, but marriage is a very important topic for brothers and sisters. Now, the Bible talk about man and woman over here. Man in the original text is the same word as husband. Woman in the original text is the same word as wife. Chapter 2, verse 8, let's ask men to read it. Anyone who are husband over here? Anyone who got married? Besides counselors? Counselor is not married yet. Okay. 来, 长城, 请你读, verse 8. Chapter 2, verse 8. Man, to me, it is husband. Why? Because later on it talk about Adam and Eve, right? 13 talk about Adam was first man, then Eve, right? So this relationship is talking about husband. Husband, future husbands, please, what's your role in the marriage? You shall lead your family by praying, okay? Lead your family by praying. Peter and Paul. In the Bible, husband is the head. What does the head need to do? 做头的要做什么？可能讲英文你们听不太懂哦，有时候讲一些中文。做头的就是要带领家人祷告。As the head, you shall lead your family to pray. After I married for years, I realized that concerning education, teaching the children, a lot of time, husband and wife have different opinions. Like, when my children was young, we have different opinions. And I don't need to give you details, but just different, right? But one thing for sure, we are agreed on one thing, that is, we shall raise them up in the Lord. And one thing, I don't need to insist my children to study Chinese, but I need to insist my children, make sure they pray, and my wife, when they were young, I lead them to pray. That is my job because I am the husband. I got to do that. No matter how far I am, I got to make sure my family pray. That is my job. I think that should be your job in the future. If you do that, make sure your family member pray. You got to ask your wife to assume that work. But you yourself got to check. Because you need to take responsibility. When the Bible says Israel, you shall hear. That Israel referred to man, oh, not woman, not the mother. Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Israel, that referred to you, brothers, you husbands. Chapter 6, verse 4 to 9. 来, Paul, 来读. Paul, 请你读. 生命记第六章第四节到第九节，大声一点，谢谢你。 生命记第六章第四节到第九节。六节 ,6。7。Verse 9. Oh, hear Israel. Actually, it's you. Oh, hear Israel. Really, I mean, in the Bible, it's men refer to men, right? I maybe you heard this already. Like Jewish people, they are very successful in education. I read an article, two-thirds of Harvard Medical School's professors, two-thirds are Jewish people.And if you calculate, go Google by yourself, how many Jewish people there were Nobel Prize winners. Many big names you know, they are Jewish people. Now, are Jewish people any smarter than you guys, no matter who you are? To me, not necessary, huh? Not necessary. It is because the fathers, Jewish father, follow these verses. When they were young, they make sure they teach their children. Jewish people, when the children was young,they will sit their children on their lap and read law to them, Mosaic law to them. At the age of 12 or 13, they become son of law, right? Make sure everybody know the law. Then their brain was cultivated at young age. Therefore, they simply have more understanding in many academic fields. But the most important thing I want to say is that they follow this word.To the Lord is God is one, right? So you should try your very best to love God. And to your family, you are responsible. You should continue talking and to him, give them a good environment so that they can grow up godly. You should lift up your holy hand to pray for your family member. So you are responsible to guide your family in godliness.You got to make sure your wife do the jobs, but you are responsible. Especially the environment setting is very important. A lot of time, if you in your house, how many of you in your house have the photo of Lady Gaga, maybe sisters? Yeah, Lady Gaga's photo in your living room or in your bedrooms. Or how many of you have Li Xiaolong's photos in your bedroom? Bruce Lee.Environment is very important. A lot of time you think baby know nothing. You don't like to bring baby to the church. But baby know something. They can learn from the environment. When you bring a baby when they were young, even like they are crying, come to the church, they can learn from the godly environment, the tranquility environment. Do not think that baby is stupid. They learn since they are young. So bring your baby when they were young to the family service, to the church.And their rooms, make sure you have a lot of Bible verses over there. Make it a garden environment, not, you know, all those kind of, what kind of photo you have, I don't know. Sometimes you have, what, a lot of video games characters in your rooms? Not Jesus' photo. I don't think Jesus' photo is popular either. But a lot of Bible verses.Make sure your rooms and you really teach them. I remember one of you shared with us, one of you, I don't want to mention your name to embarrass you or not to impress you. You share about when you guys went on vacation, right? And your parents start to talk to you about their past, and their past is full of the grace of God. How many of you have ever heard your family's blessings, your parents' blessings, raise your hand. Your parents ever speak about their grace from the Lord? You do, right? Very important. Like since they are young, you try to let them know that God is good and God is good to your family. Whenever like your family have grace, whenever your family have difficulties, how many of you agree that you share your difficulties to your future children? Raise your hand. I believe it, because I believe that children need to be part of the family. Even though they are very young, they should share some responsibility. Ask them to pray for you. Pray for the family also. I believe in it, because after your family, right, your children pray for the family, right, then your whole family can see the guidance of the Lord. Then you can see that the faith is vivid in your house. That is husband's job. A lot of time, try to protect their children. Oh, we are going to win bankruptcy, but your children do not know. I think your children should know. Ask your children to pray that, you know, I'm going to file chapter 11. I'm going to, you know, we have no money and stuff. Then everybody pray, then later you will find a way. You know. Father need to lift up the holy hand to to pray. Huh? And then this holy hand is very important. For men, number one issue for men, to me, number one issue for TJC, number one as complication for TJC member is the seventh commandment. Thou shalt not commit adultery. It is a very lethal event, a very deadly event in the church, and it was a troublesome event for men. That's why the Bible especially talk about lift up your holy hand. Oh. Why holy hand? Isaiah 59 verse 1. Isaiah 59 verse 1. You can read. Peter, please read. Two. We pray and pray and pray, but sorry, are you finished? I'm sorry. Oh, you're not finished yet. Go continue. Sorry. A lot of time you pray and pray and pray, but like you cannot go anywhere. Like hit the wall, your prayer is so dry, no feeling, huh? You pray like, see, there's a wall over there. No touch at all. There's a problem. Your repentance is not good enough. How many of you brush your teeth every day? You do, right? How many of you don't brush your teeth every day? You do, right? How many of you like have a deep cleaning of your teeth every year? Deep cleaning of your teeth every year. You don't do that. You need to do that, right? To me, when you pray every day, it's like brush your teeth. Your soul needs to be brushed. Right? You brush your soul. You pray. But when you come to NYTS, it is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning of your teeth. It is your deep cleaning of your soul. And at that time, really, you try to get rid of a lot of iniquities and filthiness, a lot of hidden bacteria that you did not discover in your daily life. You should discover it over here. Deep cleaning. Otherwise, as if you are hitting the wall, you cannot go anywhere. Oh. This is number one thing. Holy hands is not easy, especially for men. But without deep cleaning, we cannot do it. But I always believe God is a merciful God. If we truly show him our hearts, he shall be able to listen to us. So in the past, in NYTS, right, we encourage one another. In the first 3 days, we should use a knife, a hammer, something, just keep breaking your heart, keep harming yourself, right? In the first 3 days, keep doing it until like, oh yeah, I already thoroughly examined myself. all the hardness, all the iniquities was harming away. That kind of a mentality. The Bible here also said no race. Turn to 2 Timothy again. Read that verse again. For some reason, Paul only asked man, husband, to follow these three things, but this is very critical. Lift up the holy hand, and then, what did he say? He said that, I desire that men have no race, right? It looks like men is easier to get angry. Did I tell you that every race that men will abuse their wife, hit their wife? Did I tell you this in the past? You know, they have studied, men always like beat up wife. It doesn't matter with education, meaning that, you know, PhD guy will beat up their wife. Elementary graduate guy will beat up their wife also. It's nothing to do with their ages, the woman's age. Meaning that 80-year-old woman were beaten up, 18-year-old woman will also got beaten up, right? It also nothing to do with the race, meaning that Chinese people, Caucasian, all the women got beat up. But there's only one common reason why women got beat up. Because women are too good with their mouths. Kapi, 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 kapi. The man is too good with their fist. Shut up! This is only one common phenomena. That's why the Bible says men shall not be in angry. Is angry a sin? Is angry sin? Angry, the Bible says, be angry but do not sin. That's right, Ephesians. Angry is like a symptom of other things. Angry itself is a symptom, right? But it's so easy to lead to sin. Therefore, it says, be angry. Meaning what? Angry could be can be there, right? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. You got to read English to know this verse, right? Now, Matthew, please read. What do you mean by be angry? Be angry. Meaning that you should be angry? No, so what does it mean? To me, angry is like a very natural thing. Be angry means that it's unavoidable. Sometimes you will be angry, right? Angry is like fever. Fever is not a sick. Fever is a symptom from other illnesses, right? You're angry because there are other things make you feel angry, right? It's like fever. It's a natural phenomena. So angry could be a natural phenomena. But it's so easy to lead to sin. That's why the Lord, God talked to Cain, right? When you are angry, don't get out of this door. The evil is waiting outside for you. Once you get out of the door, the evil will catch you, right? So when you are angry, just control your anger before anger control you. That's what the Bible tried to teach us. If you do not control anger, it's so easy it will lead to sin. Therefore, it says, be angry. Be angry means that it's normal, but do not sin. It's so easy to sin, right? So brother, we are easy to get angry. We have great tempers, but we should be very careful. Now, let me ask you, how do you do angry management? When you are angry, what should you do? Any secret you want to share with us? Sleep. Okay? How many of you can sleep when you are angry? You can do that. Okay? That's good. What else? What else? 生气的时候怎么办? Like Paul. Oh, Peter, 对不起. 你刚念了, 现在问 Peter. Peter, 你生气的时候怎么办? 啊? 骂人? 啊? 发泄, 骂人就是发泄, 对不对? 在哪里骂人? I will explain later, sorry. 在哪里骂人? 公众骂人吗? 阿班在哪里骂人？啊？骂什么？骂认识的人。啊，不认识的会怎么样？他会打你。所以你常常骂妈妈，对不对？Sorry, he was talking about if you are angry, we shall scold other people. Actually, to me, release your anger by scolding. Don't curse, but release your feeling could be a way to do it. It's not good, but it's a way to do it. Let's read, but make sure it's private. Oh. Make sure no cursing. Oh. Only express your feeling. Oh. Sorry. But I share this with you. This is very interesting. Please read 2 Samuel. Chapter 3. 2 Samuel 3, verse 27 to 29. 来，我找一个台湾的来念。来 ，those who are from Taiwan, please raise your hand. I will ask one of you to read. 来 ，Jasmine, please read. I know you. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 27. 你可以念中文，没关系。Please pay attention to verse 29. 那你说要骂人，对不对？二十九节就在骂人了。你看，但是他是公众骂还是私下骂 ？You say you need to scold people, right? Verse 29 is scolding. 来 ，verse 29，大声念。Well, what do you think about David? David is a man after God's heart. What do you think? He's a man after God's heart. So can you learn from him? If you are angry, you can scold people at their back. I think releasing, angry, you got to release it. You got to release it. In the Old Testament, you should not curse, right? You should not curse. But I think it is okay for you to release your anger in languages.But not cursing, but not to people, only between to yourself. Like, that's why I encourage people, right? If you are very angry with someone, right, take out a piece of tissue and pick up a red pen, red ink, make sure it's red ink, right? And write down all the bad things he do to me. How can he so mean to me? I am so suffering. He is such a bad person. Okay, this is the worst you can say, right?And then after you say all the things you like to say, right? You want, because it's tissue, right? You use it to wipe your butt and throw it into the first toilet. And then the anger is released. Well, it's only me. You don't need to buy it. Remember when Bin Laden hit USA, people make his face on the toilet paper?You don't know? Okay, forget about it. Anyway, but releasing, proper releasing, like what he says, not really cursing people, not really, but your feeling, your true feeling. A lot of time you can express your true feeling, right? When you fight with your spouse in the future, right? Don't always say, you are always lazy. You are always throwing your socks around.How come you will never be clean? Now, this will introduce fighting, right? But what you can say? You can say, oh, I'm so tired today, you know? I want to find a bowl to, clean bowl to, for water. but I can never find one. It's very different, right? Than your wife, not, oh, I'm so lazy, right? Because I eat, you did not wash the dishes, right? Therefore, you cannot find. When you express your feeling, it's totally okay. Especially when you fight with your spouse. Don't say, you are always doing, you are always that. No, it's going to introduce a lot of fight. But you can express, I feel very hurt. This morning, when you say that word, I'm really hurt. No, it's different. It's also releasing your anger, right? This David's way. Well, we'll talk about angry management later on. Let's pray in silence.